Let's go in depth here. I'm strangely excited about this. The Salt Lake International Airport opened 5 new gates this morning.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is airport spokesperson Nancy Vollmer. Tell us where this fits in the big picture, if you would, Nancy.
Oh, good morning. Yes, in fact, we opened the new SLC about 31 months ago, and that was phase one. And so now we're starting to open up phase two. So this morning we opened up the first half of Concourse A East, and that included 5 gates. And then we'll open up an additional 4 gates in August, and then the final 13 gates in October. And we'll also have about 19 concessions that will open in October as well.
Are these new gates all going to be Delta?
They're all Delta gates, so they're all on Concourse A, and that's an area that Delta occupies.
So will they? They'll all be branching off to the right then? So after I go through security, they'll all be off to the right?
Exactly. So you'll come through security, and before everyone turned to the left, but now you'll have the option to turn to the right. And then next year, in October of 2024, there'll be an option to go forward, too, as we go over to Concourse B when we open up that area.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to that. So is it just luck of the draw as to what flights might be there, and does this increase the volume of flights at all?
Well, with more gates, we're going to have more flights to more destinations. And so, but what these initial gates are going to do is help to alleviate the use of the hard stand, and that's when people go out to Concourse B and take a shuttle bus to their plane. And so now that we have more gates, we'll be able to gradually start putting that hard stand operation away, and we won't have to use that. So everybody will have a contact gate, if you will, when they depart from the airport. So by the end of the year, that hard stand operation should be no more.
What about possible expansion for airlines other than Delta?
Absolutely. We are always working on recruiting new air service with our current air carriers, as well as attracting new airlines. And so there's a lot of new entrants that we've been talking to that will probably at some point will announce some new airlines coming into the market.
Now the important part, are there any new restaurants or eateries down that way?
So there will be, not quite yet, but we do have some wonderful new restaurants and shops. We have the Blue Iguana, Red Walk Brewery, Vessel Kitchen. We have Mill Creek Coffee Roaster. Those will be opening up all by October 31st.
Tim has an enormous smile on his face right now, Nancy.
That means I can buy the Blue Iguana and not have to eat airline food on the way. That's fantastic.
Well, thank you for your time, Nancy. That's exciting. Airport spokesperson Nancy Vollmer with us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.